Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is First Time Management Training. A first time manager training course needs to give your delegates a set of practical specific techniques and methods that will enable them to successfully operate in their new role. The first line manager must be given the right skills, knowledge, and attitudes that will allow them to fill their role without too many problems or too much stress. These specific skills, knowledge, and attributes are as follows: the ability to set the right goals, the ability to speak and write with clarity, the ability to solve problems, the ability to remain focused and feeling strong, and the ability to delegate. Here are the notes on each one. The ability to set the right goals. The organization as a whole has goals to achieve its production, sales, and revenue targets. Therefore, the individual teams have subset goals that should correlate with the organizational goals. The first-time manager must keep in mind these subset goals and never let the team wander off topic. If the team's activities are not directly related to achieving the goals, then they are, to that degree, wasting their time. First-time manager training is goal focus is the good and a lack of goal focus is the bad. The ability to speak and write with clarity. Clarity in communication is a management virtue. A lack of clarity in communication is a management vice. Miscommunications, misunderstandings, and confusion cause the organization to increase costs and decrease effectiveness. Accurate communications, clear understandings, and no confusion causes the organization to increase effectiveness and decrease its costs. And therefore, clarity in communication is a management virtue. What is communication? Communication is defined as a transfer of information and emotion from one mind to another. Note that communication is a two-way process and can be done in words that are either spoken or written. So there are many possible permutations. Ideally, you want your first-time managers to be good at all of them. Clear communication of their information to another in writing. Clear communication of their information to another in speech. Clear communication of their emotion to another in writing. Clear communication of their emotion to another in speech. In the written form, accurately discovering the other's information. In the spoken form, accurately discovering the other's information. In the written form, to accurately discover the other person's emotions and feelings, and in the spoken form, to accurately discover the other's emotions and feelings. Are your first-time managers good at all eight? The ability to solve problems. Life and business is about finding the solutions to the current crop of problems. How can you best achieve your goals? A systematic problem-solving approach is an essential component of management. How can you solve your problems? Whenever you face a problem, ask these eight questions in the given sequence and write down the answers. A. What are the facts that I know? B. What facts do I not know and need to discover? C. Given the facts and given the situation, what is my best possible outcome or goal? D. To achieve the goal, what materials and things will I need? E. To achieve the goal, whom could I call upon to help? F. To achieve the goal, what skills or knowledge will I need to gain access to? G. With all the above information in mind, what's the basic plan of action? H. What is the very first practical step to take? First-time managers must become proficient at finding the solutions to their current crop of problems. They need to develop their problem-solving methods. the ability to remain focused and feeling strong. It is important for the first-time manager to be able to manage his or her own emotions. Too much emotionalism will cause them to fail, i.e., if they're too easily discouraged, then they will fail. If they're too easily angered, then they will fail. If they are too easily frightened, then they will fail. If they are too cocky, then they'll fail. If they're too aggressive, then they'll fail. Too much emotionalism will cause them to fail. It's important for the first-time manager to be able to manufacture, to order, the correct amount of the right emotions. That's the correct amount of the right emotions of fear, courage, strength, realistic optimism, self-confidence, motivation, and desire. How can one do this? Answer: direct and control the focus of your mind. Realize that, to the degree to which you allow your mind and conversation to dwell upon the bad past events, you will feel anger, bitterness, resentment, revenge, a loss of confidence, defeat, and loss. And to the degree to which you allow your mind and conversation to be dominated by the good past events, you might feel a longing for the good old days. Nostalgic, a faint sense of loss and sadness for things past. And to the degree to which you allow your mind and conversation to be filled with thoughts of a bad future, you will feel anxiousness, worry, fear, stress, and a loss of confidence. And to the degree to which you allow your mind and conversation to be filled with the good future, you will inspire enthusiasm, motivation, confidence, ambition, and energy. The ability to delegate. What is delegation? Delegation is the act of entrusting a task to another person. Why should you delegate? There are 5 good reasons to delegate some of your work to others. 1. It gives you more time to do the higher value work. 2. The person you delegate to may be the very best person for the job. 3. Delegating the task evens out the load across the team. 4. Delegating tasks may be seen as a form of training. 5. Delegating tasks may be seen as a form of motivating factor, as it shows trust. How to delegate. If you're going to delegate a task, you owe it to the other person to be clear. You can use SMART target model to help you. SMART targets delegating looks like this. Each letter in SMART stands for a characteristic. When delegating, be specific, not vague. Specific means trying to express the task with numerical values. M is measured. When delegating, tell the person exactly how they will be measured. A is achievable. When delegating, ensure the task is achievable. Does the person have all the relevant skills? R, realistic. When delegating, ensure that the task is realistic. Ask yourself, does the context allow this to be done? T is time deadline. When delegating, ensure that the task is given a deadline. Tell the person by when the task should be completed. Delegate all the lower value items on your list to the right person for the right reasons only, using SMART. Thank you.